And that's something very much I believe you've been doing, is going out to finding out how you people would like to engage and how they'd like to use Sweetbriar. And when I said you've been doing lots of things and with fairs and community engagement.
Yeah, so recently we were at the Science Festival and I was kind of there, just had a banner saying if you could create a space for nature and people, what would be there and what would you do there? And then lots of ways for people to respond, mostly on post-it notes, whether they wrote them or I wrote it for them. And just those simple questions elicit some really interesting answers and also give you an idea of like how there can often be the kind of assumption that when you ask people what they want, it will be something kind of strange, like putting a roller coaster on the Sweetbriar or something like that. But it's amazing seeing people want very little. They want, you know, at this point, they seem to want places to sit, nice places to walk and wander, and a pond to go pond dipping in for children. That's like the kind of overwhelming response. Yeah. And but all of that information that I get from, for example, something like the Science Festival, we collect all of those post-its and we type them all up, and we have a wonderful person who is like feeding this all back into a system, creating word clouds so we can see all the stuff, and then that all gets fed back into a design process. We're working with Shields Flynn, who are some local landscape architects, who are running some community-led sessions at the end of April, and then in between then I'm also we're doing some presentations at various community centres to just talk to people about why Sweetbriar Marsh is special, tell them about how we're going about it. And then also we call them tea and cake sessions at Marlpit Community Centre, yeah, Phoenix Centre and the Wensum Community Centre, where we're inviting local community members to come along, ply them with tea and cake, and again, just ask them and what they'd like it to be and get the ideas from them so that Sweetbriar is representative of what they want as well as what we want. And that's how you bridge the gap with nature and people, is that you cater to both, and then you benefit everyone.
Yeah, that sounds a fantastic way of looking at it, yes. And at the moment, is Sweetbriar Meadow just a piece of land that's left to its own devices and to nature at the moment, or are you actively managing the area at the moment in any way?
So we have recently got in post our wonderful urban reserves manager Matt Wickens, and he is out on there with some I think they're volunteers, I'm not entirely sure, but there's no direct management of the habitats going on. We're currently kind of assessing the site for health and safety risks. So because of its historical use, like over the last 100 years, it's been kind of like agricultural land, grazing land, wasteland, flood land. And whereas this has created this incredible mosaic of habitats for nature, it's also left behind lots of barbed wire, lots of fences, there's quite a lot of deep muddy areas. So we're basically kind of mapping it out, ensuring that it is safe for people. But then also because of those multiple uses, like particularly the grazing and the various ditches that were dug for the surface water to come off of, I think it's the Larkman Estate, I might have got that name wrong, that it's created these mosaics of habitats that usually wouldn't exist together. And the grazing that has been done on there historically, I think partly by local traveller community, grazing is really great for nature management, and yes, we're going to have some cattle on there.
Wow.
So it hasn't been managed like with nature in mind specifically by an organisation, but it also hasn't been destroyed, which does say something about people's attitude in general towards the space, is that when you go on there, you might think as a space that has been, you know, relatively empty for quite a long time, it's still people have still been on there and stuff. There's really not very much litter or anything like that. People respect it quite a lot because it's very beautiful and there's no other spaces like it nearby.
Yeah, yeah. And if people would like to contact you or go along to any of these public engagement sessions, how can people find out about them?
So, if you can contact me on my email address, which is denzild@norfolkwildlifetrust.org.uk. That's denzild@norfolkwildlifetrust.org.uk. I'd be really happy for any of your listeners to like contact me with any kind of anything really, hopefully related to Sweetbriar Marshes. But you know, if you have any advice or thoughts of stuff that you might want or things that are really essential for your needs or whatever they might be, then you can contact me on there. But also we have quite a few events coming up. So for our reserves manager Matt will be running monthly walks with the warden. So that's a chance to go on with him, and he really, like when I went on there with him, he really opened it up in terms of the ecology and all this. He's so knowledgeable, he's so brilliant, a really lovely guy as well. We have some family events, like on the 12th of April, we've got some mini beasting going on, we've got some wild art on the 30th of May, and what I'm most looking forward to is the not so early bird kind of walk at 8 in the morning on the 29th of April with the wonderful Nick Atchison.
Oh, yes, yes.
So we'll take a walk around Sweetbriar and learn about the birds and their songs whilst they welcome in the day. All of these are free and they can be booked on our website at norfolkwildlifetrust.org.uk/whats-on.
That's fantastic, right? And one thing that I was very intrigued to find out about when you were just talking to me before we started the interview, you mentioned about you had 35,000 members, I believe.
Yeah, I believe that's right. I believe that's right. Wow. I mean, it is one of those things that kind of, you know, it shows people's support and love for nature. Yes. And especially like how much local organizations and kind of federalized systems like the wildlife trusts, like people really, because people know what you're talking about and they can see the difference every day that you're making, and that you're recognizable and locatable.
Yeah.
So but it is, and we you know, we're very grateful to every single one of the members and also anyone with an interest in nature in general, because it all makes a difference.
Yes. Yeah. Well, as I think we all know, the environment is under quite a lot of threat at the moment, and recording this interview with you at the end of February, we just heard about further coastal erosion in Hemsby. So, you know, sadly, we are being affected by changes to our landscape and the environment, and Mother Nature is, it does tend to have an angry way of responding if we don't look after the planet, doesn't it?
Yes, yeah, and it's also looking after ourselves. Like I always like to think, you know, we are nature. We're kind of nature with the ability to consider itself. We are the voice of nature. We're not kind of an abomination. We are an evolution of it, and therefore it's our duty to take care of the world and be careful in the way that we act and listen to when it's speaking to us.
Well, on that note, thank you very much, Denzel. I wish you good luck with all your events coming up over the next few months, and maybe perhaps later on in the year or next year we can come back and find out how you're going to actually be opening up the Sweetbriar Meadows and finding out more about public access to the site.
Yes, yeah, that would be great. Hopefully, well, as I said, we'll be running lots of stuff over the summer. I mean, it'd be great to have all of you there for any of the events. And yeah, what we can't wait to get people onto the site and enjoying it in the same. I first kind of like went onto it in the first lockdown. I was wandering about and thought, oh, what's that? And climbed over the fence and was completely enamored with it. Yeah. And never imagined that I'd be working towards it. Like I didn't work for the Wildlife Trust at all then, so I'm just really grateful to have this opportunity to kind of work on a site which is I love, and I know that I want to like present it to other people, and I know that they'll love it just as much as me.
Thank you very much for your time, Denzel. All the best to yourself and all your colleagues and volunteers at the Norfolk Wildlife Trust. Thank you for speaking to us.
Thank you.